Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student. I'm not anymore, but I'm a graduate of Hudson High School. I'm also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm AJ. I used to go to school at Leibri, and I live in Elizaville.
I used to go to school at MC Smith, and I'm going into fifth grade. Yay!
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
All that good stuff. And yeah, so congratulations to y'all on finishing up your years, and especially to Amelia, who graduated last Friday.
Yay!
I got to watch the live stream. And the timing was perfect because I started watching the live stream and then some maintenance workers showed up to do some work that I had to meet with. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to miss it. And then I heard Amelia Ortiz and I got to see you graduate. And then I went and worked with those guys and I was so worried the whole time that I was going to miss Mashuda, our other co-host who graduated. But when I got back, she hadn't graduated yet because she was in one of the last groups. Mm-hmm. So I got to see both of you walk across the stage and get your diplomas. That was very nice.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, thumbs up from Lena. But anyways, does anyone have any books or bookish things they want to talk about this week?
Anyone? Someone pick someone.
Anyone. How about AJ?
Well, I do have some books. I reread the second book of the Narnia series.
Which one's that?
Witch in the Wardrobe, which is, I think, by far one of the most famous books in the world. Not the rest of them, but just that one for some reason, maybe because of the whole closet thing.
Because the movies.
And I thought it was interesting. This has nothing to do with the other story. But in a book that I read about, like, the Neverland, it's sort of similar because at the Spoiler alert. At the end of the book when they came back and it was the same scene as before, that sort of reminded me of Neverland in a different book that I read because, well, not in Peter Pan, but a different book that I read. And because when they left the Neverland, it was in the same time that it was before, nothing changed, which I thought was pretty cool. There's this sort of like science behind all this. I wonder. And also another book, yet another book that I read. It was Diary of a Wimpy Kid Wrecking Ball. And he was like, I'm pretty sure that the person behind at the back of the closet was pretty upset with me throwing in all my junk. And I just thought that was like pretty funny in the story. And so, yeah, that's what I read this week.
Have you read the other books in either of those series?
I don't have the first one, but I have the second through fifth, I think.
Of the Narnia ones? Have you read the other Wimpy Kid books before? Or is this your first Wimpy Kid?
I've read others.
So I think some of our listeners that are your age especially, or that are parents with kids your age, will know what the Wimpy Kid books are. But for those who don't, can you tell the listeners a little bit about them? About the series?
So there's this boy named Greg, and he writes about his silly life adventures. And it's like, so there was this problem that I had, and then he makes it sort of funny in a book, and the author is Jeff Kinney, and I read most of them at the library when Mom was trying to get me to read other books, and then, sorry, Mom, and I read Wimpy Kid after the other books. I was like, look at the page. Oh, no, I have to switch. He's coming. Okay, now I'm reading the other book again, so... Sorry, Mom.
Those are very popular books, the Wimpy Kid ones. And I've only read the first one, but it was really fun. I get the appeal of it. It was funny and entertaining.
Did you read the newest one by Jeff Kinney? The one that Rolly wrote? Rolly is his best friend. I read it. It's very funny.
Cool. How about Lena? Do you have any books you wanted to talk about or bookish things?
I didn't really get to read a book this week at all because I was pretty busy because I had to go outside and stuff, but I did get to see a couple shows and movies that I've been wanting to see. The movie is Steven Universe, the movie. And the show that I got to see was, what's it called? Steven Universe Future. I'm not done with that one yet. And then I only got to see half of Danganronpa, I think it's called, or well, pronounced. I don't really know how to pronounce it.
Danganronpa is how you pronounce it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Amelia. That's what I did most of the week, kind of.
Can you tell us what Steven Universe is about?
Steven Universe is about a boy who is half gem, half human, and he gets to fight corrupted gems, and he gets to fight them and bubble them and stuff.
It's such a cute show. I love this show so much. I have an art book for it, and it's the best thing I have.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that show. I know it's a very popular animation, especially with kids, but I think also with adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to see it sometime. And it also has some books that go along with it, including the art book that Amelia mentioned, but it looks like there's some storybooks too. Maybe graphic novels.
I think there are graphic novels, but I haven't read any of those. I need to sometime. Yeah.
So actually, before I even got to even see Steven Universe, I had a postcard thing that was Steven Universe themed, and it was like postcard power or something. And I was like, what is this? Who is this? Why is this? And then when I finally watched it, I loved the show. Also, I'm kind of sad because I heard Steven Universe Future is probably like the ending to the series.
It is the ending.
No.
I know. I was sad. I don't know how much I liked the ending. I don't know if they pulled it off well, but
Well, maybe the creators of that will now have free time to come up with the next best amazing show.
Yeah.
I can think about it that way.
Yeah.
But like, time. But I hear you. It's hard when things end that you don't want to end. And especially when they end in a way that you don't like as much.
Yeah.
So far in the show, I've only watched like a few episodes. I think the show was like...
Oh, we lost Yelena.
Rushed. Or something.
Can you say that again? It cut out for a bit. You said the show
seemed rushed.
I think that's what
you're saying. Beginning it does seem rushed, but it gets a lot better. It's one of the shows you really have to get through the first season with.
Yeah,
then it kicks up a bit.
Yeah, but like the seems rushed, and like personally I think the show seems rushed because like I don't know why, but like it makes me think that Steven has depression because, like, he's so depressing now.
You're watching Future now, right?
Yeah.
Future did seem rushed, but it did tackle issues like that, and I kind of loved that, but they kind of rushed into the subject and then rushed out of it way too quickly, which was strange to me. But, yeah, first season and ending kind of aren't that good, but right in the center are the best episodes, in my opinion.
Okay. And I'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done talking now.
So, Amelia, do you have anything that you wanted to talk about?
I had a goal to finish the second book of that series I'm reading this week, but then I didn't touch it for the entire week. I don't know what I was doing, but it wasn't that. But I'm gonna start reading the second book in that horror series, which will be fun. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
So I have a question for you, since you just graduated. Mm-hmm. Looking back on your many years in the Hudson City School District, what are the best books that you were assigned to read?
I liked Fried Green Tomatoes and Flowers for Algernon in freshman year. I liked... what did I read in sophomore year? It's kind of a blur. I think I just liked Othello in during sophomore year because I had a part in that and because one of the characters had my exact name. I think I just enjoyed that. I enjoyed junior year. What did I do in junior year? maybe I didn't. I don't remember what I did in junior year. I think we read To Kill a Mockingbird and some other stuff in junior year. Oh, The Great Gatsby. How could I forget? I read The Great Gatsby in junior year, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I still love it. And this year, I don't even know how to choose because all the books are kind of great, but my most favorite was probably The Book Thief.
And I saw you picked a Book Thief quote for your cap That's decoration.
Right. Yes, I did.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. So how are you feeling as a new graduate? Are you feeling ready for summer?
I feel kind of the same. I don't know. I feel kind of the same.
That's fair. You are kind of the same.
Yeah.
But you can't introduce yourself as a Hudson High School student anymore. That's the main difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a big success finishing school. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is exciting.
Well, I have a book I could talk about. I read this past week a book called King and the Dragonflies by Kaysen Callender that has a beautiful cover, which our radio listeners cannot see, but the people I'm talking with can. So this is a middle grade novel about a character named King, where his full name is Kingston, but he goes by King for short. And the reason behind the title King and the Dragonflies is that King's brother Khalid, his older brother, had recently passed away quite unexpectedly and suddenly. And King is convinced that his brother has become a dragonfly, that he's shed his old skin like a snake would shed his skin and is now like inhabiting a dragonfly. So he spends a lot of time down in the bayou talking with his brother. So he's dealing with that loss and his family, kind of the changes with his family, with the loss of Khalid, as well as the grief that comes along with that. And then at the same time, one of his friends or his former friends goes missing. And his friend is his former friend because his brother Khalid had overheard his friend Sandy mentioning to King that he thought he liked boys. And Khalid had told King that he shouldn't be friends with him anymore because then everybody else is going to think that King is also gay. So he took the advice of his brother and told Sandy that he couldn't be friends anymore. But then Sandy goes missing and he's really worried about him and is trying to help find him and eventually does find him in a tent in King's backyard and decides to keep him hidden because he's run away from home. And so there's a lot about family and friendship, and it's a really nice book. It's really beautifully written. I listened to this one on an audio recording during a long drive, and it was very nice. Yeah. Highly suggested. I feel like I've been really busy with work in the past month, and so haven't been reading at quite the pace that I have been recently. So it was really nice having this long ride to really like dive into a book and listen. You know, between the two legs of my trip, I was able to get the whole book in, and it was really nice to dive in that way, and especially into a book that's so good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. And I'm excited. Kaysen Callender also has a teen book that just came out that sounded really good that I'm looking forward to reading. But I'm going to read a couple more first before diving into the same author again. But very nice book. And the audio was great. So before we go, I wanted to let you all know about a summer reading challenge that we're doing at the library that I think will be very fun. I'm excited about it. I'm planning to participate. So the theme for our summer reading program this year is Imagine Our Stories. And as part of that, we're looking at sort of folk tales and mythologies and stories from all around the world and from different cultures all around the world. And we're encouraging people of all ages over the summer to read books set in diverse places around the world and then to share them with the library. And we're going to have a shared Google map where we'll sort of track where we collectively as a community have been reading books set in. So if you read a book set in South Africa, you can put a little pin on the map and put the book title and the author to chart that you've read a book there. Or if you read a book set in a small town in Louisiana, which is where King and the Dragonflies was set, you could mark that on the map. we don't have a map for fictional locations. So
how sad.
But we totally encourage people to read those books as well. We just don't have a way to track those.
Even though it's not very bookish or book-like, mm-hmm. I have some exciting news. If I told you, Emily, but I'm very lucky because I got in contact with my family because I'm adopted, as you very early viewers know. And so, and finally got in contact with both sides of my family. And I used to be only in contact with one, and like one out of 1 million adopted kids in the world get to do it. Let alone
that's cool.
Let alone both sides.
That's great. Congrats.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I can call him up now on the radio show.
No, let's not do that.
All that you guys would hear is a bunch of static.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is why I probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But maybe next time you talk with them, you can ask them what books they liked reading as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can report back on the radio.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you are interested in participating in the summer reading Read Around the World challenge that we're doing,
I am.
You can go to hudsonarealibrary.org/SRP for summer reading program, or you can find it through our home site as well if you don't remember the SRP part. But hudsonarealibrary.org/SRP and look for Read Around the World, and you can see how many cities, states, countries, continents we can visit this summer through stories, especially since our travel potential is limited this summer. Got to travel through some stories.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks to everyone for listening. Congrats again to Amelia and Mashuda on their graduations and everyone else who finished up their school years or school careers this month. We hope everyone out there has a great week and reads lots of great books. Happy reading. Passeio na livre dimensão de geografadas de demarcação. Continental em minhas regras, meu corpo, meu rolê. Fui numa andada à procura de ti. De dentro, mas
Little Abigail and the Beautiful Pony. There was a girl named Abigail who was taking a drive through the country with her parents when she spied a beautiful, sad-eyed, gray and white pony. And next to it was a sign that says, "For sale, cheap." "Oh," said Abigail, "may I have that pony? May I please?" And her parents said, "No, you may not." And Abigail said, "Oh, but I must have that pony." And her parents said, "Well, you can't have that pony, but you can have a nice butter pecan ice cream cone when we get home." And Abigail said, "I don't want a butter pecan ice cream cone. I want that pony. I must have that pony." And her parents said, "Be quiet and stop nagging. You're not getting that pony." And Abigail began to cry and said, "If I don't get that pony, I'll die." And her parents said, "You won't die. No child ever died yet from not getting a pony." And Abigail felt so bad that when they got home, she went to bed and she couldn't eat. And she couldn't sleep, and her heart was broken, and she did die, all because of a pony that her parents wouldn't buy. And this is a very good story to read to your parents when they won't give you something you want.